There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
Okay.
We'll find a starting point.
Yeah, somewhere.
We are back with the Regrettable Podcast.
How are you guys today?
Great.
Excellent, homie.
Doesn't everybody want to know like how you are today on a podcast? Isn't that an interesting topic?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially since it's not going to come out for a couple of days. Yeah. I can be totally different by the time this comes out. So as of this moment in space and time.
How are you going to be good Friday?
Oh, that's yet to be seen.
Yeah.
Usually pretty good unless there's some unforeseen negative event.
Yeah.
Usually a pretty good event. Friday, though.
Usually happens during the podcast. That's something bad is going on.
Yeah, right.
So far, so good, though?
I mean, unless you're a Dr. Seuss fan, I guess.
Yeah, I guess this week's been bad for him.
Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson both got their rocks off while they were, trashing whoever's trashing Dr. Seuss, I guess.
Yeah, all of Fox has had a complete meltdown.
Yeah.
You know, on Tuesday, like, it's literally what they covered from beginning to end, even though there's still, like, 2,000 people a day dying from COVID-19. There's a lot of things going on, but you check out Fox News and you would think that the only possible thing going on in the world right now is the cancellation of Dr. Seuss, which, don't get me wrong, stupid.
Yeah.
Okay? The idea of it's stupid, the reaction to it's stupid, it's just all stupid.
Yep.
El stupido.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just made fun of it. I didn't pop a vein over it.
Yeah.
You know, they're going crazy on there. Yeah. I just saw pictures and it was like, you know, of course, just still images. Those guys always look angry.
Yeah.
You know,
blood red face. Yeah. Like they've been screaming at somebody for an hour.
Their ties,
and the kids just like, I'm sorry, Dad. Yeah.
Their tie's just way too tight. Like, it's just really cutting off the oxygen. I just don't understand why, you'd be so angry about the whole Read Across America thing when your audience doesn't read.
Good point. Yeah.
Well, that was the stance to take.
Yeah.
As for your watchers.
This is ridiculous. Dr. Seuss is a national treasure. Let's dig up his body and yell at him.
That's crazy, though. It was all crazy to me. Both sides of it.
Yes, and I think that literacy rates are declining in the United States. Like, we're one of the few developed countries that get to throw that out there right now. Dr. Seuss ain't going to help you.
No.
Great stuff. Not a big fan personally.
Yeah, you were all on Tolstoy at that point.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But learn to read based off Dr. Seuss? No, thank you.
No? The big colorful words and stuff. Big pages that you can turn, and there's only like 5 words a page. Makes it really easy.
Yeah. Gets you ready to be a real
young starter.
Yes. And, well, eventually be a productive, critically thinking American. And
you're just making fun.
Quickly.
Dr. Seuss has shaped me to be the rapper I am today.
But now some stupid people doing some stupid study. I guess where some of this is coming from is that in this stupid study, they found like 2% of the 2,200 characters in Dr. Seuss's book are of color. I just know who's getting paid or who has this time to put into this, to go through every book. I can't imagine. Go through every book and count the colors, more or less.
And they're all creatures.
Yeah.
I mean, there's orange ones, there's green ones, there's blue ones.
Yeah.
What color? Which color are they, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like non-human things, right?
Right.
Yeah, they're not humans. Some of them are,
Loraxes,
I guess. Yeah.
And stuff. What are those?
That's a Lorax.
Okay.
That's his race or species or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But for the sake of not looking like complete idiots, I guess there are some things, and I've heard about him in the past, where he like maybe depicted Jewish people as financially stingy.
There was an Asian kid or something that was like
Asian
a little stereotype.
Yeah,
stereotyped Asian child and stereotype a Jew being financially stingy.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe some black people too wrapped up in that. But
what were they doing?
Yeah. Depicted maybe as gorillas.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, supposedly. I'm seeing it.
Fuck Dr. Seuss.
No. Yeah, I know. I mean, he's the guy was like, he was like 90 years old when he died like 30 years ago. So, I mean, it's just a different time. There's battles to fight. We got to pick, hey, in the culture wars, we got to pick and choose our battles, you know? But right now, it's just like all out total war going on, you know, where no one from history is possibly safe. I mean, at this point, we're going to go back and we're going to like, I don't know, we're going to go back and like attack Grog the caveman because he didn't, or he like gender stereotyped his children. I mean, I still don't know where it ends.
Yeah.
When Tom and Jerry, familiar with the cartoon?
Racist.
Yeah. the mouse and cat, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, the older versions of that, when they are put on newer digital formats, they have a disclaimer at the beginning of the cartoon that says some of the content is of era or yeah. whatever, you know, however
of an
they
era
put it.
That was insensitive. It,
yeah, exactly. And, yeah, blah, yeah. blah, 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 blah. So,
yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's you. I think we, but that goes back to the parent not knowing what your kid's watching. If yeah. that says, if something, my child would be like, hey, Dad, what's that mean? Let's talk about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a disconnect parenting.
I mean, where does it stop, though? Like, what kind of medium is okay? I mean, Casablanca, you know, is revered as an amazing, you know, contribution to cinema and the film, the art, and all that. But that's of a time that was a little bit insensitive. Yeah.
Nazis might find it offensive.
They might find it offensive. That's true. So are we like, who are we protecting? You know, it's the same thing as, you know, taking, you know, the word that shall not be spoken out of like Huckleberry Finn yeah. and stuff like that. I mean, I understand you don't want your kids reading that and snickering or whatever. And, you know, you don't want to have to read it as a teacher in front of a class of a bunch of kids and stuff. I wouldn't want to do that either.
Hell no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. So I can understand that, but what they're doing is just throwing away the book. You should not throw away Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, you know? Bury the idea, it fixes the problem. That's it, a fallacy yeah.
that's a
right
big,
there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And 1991 in middle, 92 in middle school, Webster Middle School, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the teacher, very cleverly, I guess, for the time, picked a student of color to read that sentence when it came in.
So couldn't that be considered racist now, though, like yeah. if you did that?
Probably, yeah. But, I mean,
what are you singling
me
out for?
I know for a fact I wasn't reading it.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I would have skipped over it, obviously, that word at least.
Well, right.
Because your children can read Huckleberry Finn. They can read Dr. Seuss. They can watch Tom and Jerry. They can see old Simpsons episodes where Apu was still like a front character
yeah.
And not be like racist, bigoted, xenophobic, terrible people when they're older.
Right.
And talk about it.
Yeah, and talk about it. And yeah. you know what? Well, I don't know.
You can't even do that. No. You know,
that's
was mentioning
what we're saying,
y'all,
yeah.
Mike Pesca. Former sports reporter for NPR, host of the podcast The Gist. He filled in for Peter Sagal on Wait, Don't Tell Me. He is a well-known, got a great voice. I love listening to him. Very smart, witty, funny guy. Supposedly, he was like on a New York Times Slack channel. So this is, anybody know Slack? This is like a chat or a forum software for generally businesses use it. I've used it in a few different locations. It'd be real handy. And every group has its own little channel in Slack, you know, and like New York Times, I guess, supposedly has like, they have ones for like, if you're like an Italian American or if you're African American, this or that, you know, the separate. But in one of the channels, Mike Pesca and this other guy were talking about, they weren't saying the word that should not be said. They were just talking like, in context, can you ever say it? Like, or can you even talk about the history of it? I mean, it's hard to talk about something without actually labeling it, right? Right. And I guess the editors or the folks at New York Times saw him and put him on indefinite suspension because of this. Fired him. He just fired. You right. know, for simply talking about the fact about talking about it.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm going to stand by my belief on the subject. I believe I shouldn't say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. You get not
that's,
even.
That's my opinion on the subject.
Right.
I believe I shouldn't say it.
Yeah.
I have no opinion on whether you, nobody else in the world should say it.
Right.
Right.
It's not up to me.
Right.
And corporate America doesn't think you should say it either. That's why.
True. Very good point.
You know, if you were to say it in some spotlighted platform, Fox News, if Tucker Carlson was to say it, every advertiser that he has would be pulled. He would have no sponsors or nothing. I mean, he said a lot. He said he said things not as bad as that and then lost sponsors because of it. So
right.
there is an enforcement mechanism out there for this. That
Morgan
makes,
Wallen. He got it.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've lost sponsors because of things I've said. You guys will know what that feels like before your career here is over. You
That's
know what
the
I mean?
Market of free ideas, exactly. You know? There's dumb ones and there's good ones, and you kind of have to let those things battle it out somewhat. You're not going to change it from like a top-down kind of maneuver. Like you can't just throw Dr. Seuss books in the trash and think that that's going to fix racism in this country. Right. You know,
when but should you replace the word then?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you change history is what you're saying?
Yeah, do you change it?
Because or it is you, a piece because, of yeah, history yeah. of back in the day.
Right.
I'm not saying it's a good piece or a bad piece. I'm just right. saying it's a piece of history.
They did release a version, right, that had right. it all expunged, and I don't know if there was a replacement mm-hmm. word or if it was just Jim, you know?
Gotcha. I think that's fine. I mean, it's a great
yeah,
story. You can take it out, understand.
It's not the because, point of the story.
Right. And I guess it's too idealistic, too naive to think that maybe we can be a society of adults that can – that can read this word and understand its historical, cultural, societal impact and where it comes from. And that, again, it's not meant, it's a terrible word. It's not meant to be said.
Yeah.
Just take it as adults. Just to me, it's similar. Like we had the big transgender bathroom debate years ago.
Yeah.
And I've been to places in Europe where there's no men's bathroom. There's no women's bathroom. There's just a bathroom.
It says bathroom.
A bathroom. Everybody uses. They're adult about it over there.
A lot of Oklahoma City. I noticed a lot of this big city now just says restroom or bathroom. You know, yep. whatever.
Right.
Because
easy
that
enough.
Way, but just do took you, off men's
but,
or women's.
But do you want your daughter going into that bathroom where there's men?
I think those are mostly single cell situations too.
Yeah. Hey, if you're using a public restroom, it's like an emergency. I mean, I do not seek out public restrooms just for the
good
fun
point,
of it.
Good
it's
point.
It's something that has to be done. And hey, man, that's just maybe that's just part of it. Yeah. It's you're gonna go to a unisex bathroom and sure you got to take your 12-year-old daughter through there while there's dudes in there. Now, ain't nobody gonna mess with her. You know. I mean,
what if they do? That's the whole point.
Then you take care of the situation then, you know? Then you act like a father. But nobody. I just don't imagine.
Beat him up and shove his face into the piss trough.
I mean, where does a place with a piss trough is a bar? What are you doing taking your daughter to
a
bar?
That's true.
Port Authority.
That's a good point.
Airports and stuff, they use all that kind of stuff. They still have
those. But they also have like...
Well, sure, you're not going to get accosted in an airport.
You can. And the whole idea is that it can happen. I think we should have
be terrified of the things that can happen. I mean, then we should do nothing then.
Right. And the bathroom's like an insanely intimate place, though. Like, true. You know, I mean, I got to be honest. I would not want to bring even my girlfriend or a, you know, my daughter or
should
something.
Should have went before we left then.
Into sometimes nature calls.
Right.
Man. Absolutely.
Right,
yeah, yeah. And you shouldn't just accept that a sexual offender might be in that situation as well. I mean, I think it's a valid point to say, you know what? Let's just keep them separate. It's the way it is, you know. Like put my daughter in, but you. I mean, ultimately, you're kind of right. I mean, what if it's a creepy lady in the ladies' room? So yeah, you know, yeah. trying to do
you
something.
Can't,
but what
can't
I
fix it all.
But like, and also, do you really want to put like your daughter through that? I mean, have you ever heard a man using the bathroom before?
Well, yeah,
I don't know
it's terrible.
If you've ever heard that. You know, it's like.
Don't let women off on a path. Here.
Sure.
Okay. I've
true.
Been in a women's bathroom, yeah. but I've been that's in stalls funny. That are, you know, are in the one next to them. There's evil things that happen in
yes.
those environments
yeah,
too.
For
okay.
Sure.
I think in my brain, I was thinking single holers. I was thinking of the one. I wasn't thinking multiple stalls.
Right. Yeah. Single bathrooms. But then, I mean, if it's
restroom.
An airport, I mean, how you, oh yeah, that's the bathroom wing
yeah,
over there.
Yeah.
So it might true. Sound like I'm advocating true. For something. I'm not, I don't give a crap
right,
about our bathrooms.
Right.
I'm
right.
just like, that is, I could see that as a legitimate concern, you know, I
yeah.
don't know. There's weirdos in the bathroom. There's that guy who was stuck around in an airport he lived in it for a few months
yeah.
and stuff. And I don't know, he seemed weird. He looked weird.
I don't know. I've been in bathroom environments and I hear the maybe the evil thing that happens.
Yeah.
And stuff. I'm just glad I'm not that guy.
Sure.
Like, I get to walk away feeling better about myself.
Yeah, sure.
That wasn't my odor. Wasn't my sounds. Wasn't my groans of pain.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Gross.
Gross. But true.
Yeah, and if you're like, ideally, don't you want your 12-year-old daughter to be like an intelligent, critically thinking person that maybe could potentially be a Harvard grad? She's going to have to look past that, okay? When she goes to college, she's going to have to see people piss themselves. She's going to see people puke themselves to death. That's true. Know?
If watching a man piss into a trough is going to stop your career, like maybe you just need a little more motivation.
Right, if you're emotionally scarred by that, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. The world's a nasty place. Yes.
Really, literally.
Your life is going to be riddled with terrible public bathroom encounters.
Yeah, they're just the worst. I hate having to do it, but like, hey, I'm a sensible guy. I think I'm on a good rhythm with my, you know, habits and whatnot, but sometimes I got to use it, you know. There's Easy Mart, back to that, you know. That's
Have you used the restroom before?
I have, and I've never. I've never seen a hive of more scum and villainy that's in that Easy Mart bathroom
I
over
can't
there.
Imagine.
Because that's a unisex. And guess who uses it? The Beast, who works over there. That the one that's
I'm sorry to gender stereotype, sure, but I'm certain she's a female.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not binary, bro. What does that mean? I don't know.
And you know she's doing evil things in that bathroom, okay? It's not just guys doing that.
That's probably the worst. I've heard from, like, oh, no, women's bathrooms are the worst.
Ooh.
But
we just
don't know.
Yeah. I don't.
It's not like The Office where you go in and there's, it's the lovely music playing, the scent of lavender. That doesn't happen. It's just that our bodies are different. Unfortunately, a woman, like, you know, men were pretty easy. Just put like a metal
trough
catch all.
Yeah.
You know, your wallet and keys fall into. It's not a big deal. It's a drain. It's not going to go down it, you know?
So maybe to make the unisex bathrooms work, you would get rid of the urinals,
or
it'd make them more
stalls.
Private.
It'd just be all stalls.
Yeah.
And then why not put, like, you know, boys on this side of the room, girls on this side of the room, and then...
Okay, separate.
No, you can't. You can't.
And imagine, let's say you're a dad. You take your young daughter into a bathroom, and one guy in there once it says something crass.
Yeah.
You're going to have the rest of the guys inside that who are, a good percentage of them are dads who are like, oh my gosh, this is an awkward situation. There's a 12-year-old girl in here. I'm using it. They are going to step above and beyond the call of duty to bash that guy's head into the bathroom wall.
Right.
As long as that, you won't even have to do anything. They'll have taken care of it for you.
Right.
Oh yeah. The locker room was always the place that amongst where the regulars took care of each other's
business
issues.
Was handled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We didn't have to go to any authorities.
Right.
Yeah.
But then where does that start? Are going to be unisex locker rooms now? You know, right?
I mean, isn't that the idea? People get naked in those.
Yeah.
You know, so
people get naked in bathrooms.
I think
almost they strip down. I know.
I'm not sharing the bathroom.
When
with you.
I use the urinal, I pull. I go all the way down.
All the way to
your ankles. The bell hits the floor. Ding, and then. No, like, but the whole idea. It's not what's going on in the room. It's the fact that there are two rooms. There shouldn't be two rooms, right?
Well,
it should be that
locker rooms naked. Okay, I'm sorry. Like a human, like nature has programmed us. If we see certain body features of the next species or the next gender, we're gonna enjoy it, or there's gonna be some chemical biological reaction.
But
there.
Does it say boys and girls? Does it say that? Because then that's the issue. That's the issue. Yeah. So is it whichever one you kind of identify with? So you're like, nah.
Yeah,
you know, I'm feeling particularly effeminate today.
I see you're trying to trap me here, and I don't know what to say about that.
The thing is that the whole thing
end
is
sports.
A trap.
Just end sports, and then we won't have the problem anymore.
The whole thing doesn't make sense, to be honest. So we could get canceled for this whole thing. So
well. Only if they like went after our sponsors, which we don't have any, and I guess
exactly.
They went after our day job, which I mean, I'm in Southwest Arkansas. I don't know how much traction you're going to get around.
Exactly,
here,
that's true.
So.
That's true.
And what you're doing, listening to this podcast, anyway, you should know better.
Yeah,
you know? It's
regrettable. It's regrettably. Yeah.
The whole thing is that I'm just trying to toy with the whole thing, you know, a little bit. You know,
we're not going to say this on Twitter, okay?
No.
I'm tweeting it. The regrettable, and then I'm gonna quote the worst part, not say that you were just talking about it, just say he said this and then quote it. That's
what I learned from Cara Dune, which we were joking that I thought that was like a spice you keep in your kitchen. No, it's like a character from The Mandalorian. Gina Carano, I don't know if I'm pronouncing. She was like a women's MMA fighter. She said a few different things on Twitter that got her canceled, taken off the show. And that's where I learned Twitter, not even once.
Nah. Twitter, I hardly know her. What I'm saying.
Supposed to be like meth, not even once.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see.
Yeah. Twitter, not even once.
Some listeners. Astute listeners.
We'll get it, yeah.
Before, you have the before there. And after shots of before Twitter and after Twitter.
Right,
you got rainbow hair and your face scribbled on.
6'9", 10
yeah,
on
exactly.
your face.
But no doubt screw Fox News for like frothing at the mouth and like you said, veins popping out of their foreheads over this Dr. Seuss thing. It's dumb. And it's no doubt has some hypocrisy. It's of course Joe Biden's administration who kind of like, hey, get his books off, read Across America. But then you have like Kamala Harris, a tweet resurfaces from like 4 years ago where she like wishes him a happy birthday. So
Well, that was right after the president at the time, 4 years prior to, you know, just before Trump was Obama.
Yeah.
With Biden underneath him.
Yeah.
Also gave shout out to him on his birthday.
Right. It's kind of snowflakey white people that generally head this charge, I guess.
It's fake outrage. I agree 100%.
Yeah. You don't have actual problems in your life, so you got to find them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, a big thing was Friends. Friends has some, you know, misogynistic undertones and all this and all these undertones quote unquote undertones, which means there's nothing there.
It's not just what they said, what they didn't say.
Exactly There's not enough black characters. There's not enough, you know, this and that. Same thing with Seinfeld all got, you know, tried to grind it into the dirt a little bit, considering that there's like almost no black characters. You know, you had Separate Knob. But apart from that, really not a whole lot. And then the ones that were, and you can watch the episodes, they're usually like a janitor or something, which, you know, I can. But again, you don't dig these things up. And that, like, you know, that was from a time when it was before that this time. So in 10, I guarantee you right now, people are doing things that in 20 years they're going to cringe at.
Oh, no, yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know? That they're going to be, I can't believe this was going on. Not even that, because that's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
And understand that if you were to take a person from 20 years ago and put them through the education and the cultural surroundings of now, they would probably look back at that 20 years ago and be like, not something I would say or
do.
Right. You know, we're a product of our times, you know. I've heard you joke before, Tyler, about, you know, the criticism Biden got on the campaign trail that he was not woke enough when woke wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Funny. Yeah. He wrote, he was had some sort of anti women in the military thing or something. Or I don't remember. He had some article.
Was it back late 70s?
Yeah. It was way long ago.
Remember, progressives, progress is the future, right? Mm-hmm. Not the past.
Yeah.
You know,
we got a guy who was wanting to progress, and he has in a lot of ways, you know, just himself. Considering he's a 78-year-old man,
that's a lot of room
you know,
for improvement.
That's a lot of room for improvement.
Even former President Trump changed his stance on things throughout his presidency.
Sure.
Things that he was thought he was staunchly against, he became, okay, this is not as bad as I thought it was.
Yeah, it was like the biggest Democrat ever.
Yeah.
I mean, true.
Really. And then, you know, he just, you know, I'm going to say it. He just saw an untapped group of people. He had found a bunch of people that he had ran out of long ago in New York, and that's suckers. You know?
Yeah.
You know,
DC full of them. Well, the rest of the country is.
Yeah. The New York hated him. It did not want him anything to do with him anymore because he had just suckered him out of everything that he possibly could or failed or this and that. And, you know, nobody in Georgia ever had to deal with Trump. He just kind of moved that audience.
Right.
You know? I mean, that's been happening for a while. That was not Trump's not the revolutionary trying to do that. I mean, it started with. It started in the Bush era, honestly, and then it kind of went forward, and then as soon as Obama came, that's when a lot of people were, you know, that's when a lot of people saw the writing on the walls and started getting really, you know, is this useful, any of this? I don't know if I should say any of this.
Well, and that's when Fox News really ramped up, like for them, just as Trump was good for New York Times and Washington Post and CNN and such, Obama was great for Breitbart and and especially Fox News. They finally had had their target. They could set their crosshairs on, and they did everything everything they possibly could to be bigoted, racist, xenophobic, hateful, nasty bastards. But call him out for being black.
Yes,
everything up to that point. Yeah. And literally
Kenyan, Muslim, no
shoes.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And by they did transfer pretty well over to Hillary by basically calling her a murderer without saying she pulled the trigger.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Or like that classic one. Is Hillary Clinton Satan? Quote, I am the devil. End quote.
Yeah. Enough said right
Enough
there.
Enough said. That's all that's I need to read.
The point was, you know, shoot, period.
Yeah.
But does me saying that, does Fox News need to be canceled? No. Okay. That's a big thing right now among the left is to cancel Fox News. And there's various efforts, various fronts and attacks being done to do this terrible news source. It's a joke that they consider themselves a news source whatsoever. But they still, I mean, Fox News isn't 100% evil. You still have like Chris Wallace on there. You still have, you even have Tucker Carlson coming out and saying, oh, the election, you know, it was proper. You know, it was not rigged.
Yeah, because
Sponsors
yanked on his underwear.
Yes,
gave him a wedgie.
Absolutely,
to go out there and tell.
But just because they're malleable, okay. Yeah. So, what's going to happen? Like, you think the people who are addicted to Fox News, they're just going to like switch to CNN afterwards? Right. No, they're going to go to Newsmax or
Further down the hole.
Further down,
that's where you have to go.
Increasing radicalization to the point where we'll never be able to reach those people.
Right. And like canceling Fox News is like canceling the sun. It's there. It's all encompassing. It's a big, massive blob entity that you can't. How are you going to cancel it?
I mean, the easiest thing, honestly, and this is like one of the tactics being used by the opposition to Fox News, is actually going not to the sponsors, because there's so many folks who just like, you know, you see Johnson & Johnson and Progressive Insurance, Geico, they all still advertise on Fox News despite everything that's happened in the last couple of years, because they just, it's not that they don't care, it's just they kind of just shoot their advertising out to a bunch of different people. It's like, oh yeah, well, it's on Fox News, but it's on MSNBC. It plays during Rachel Maddow show and stuff.
Very
too.
Good point.
But what the tactic is right now is actually go over after the cable companies, because what most folks don't realize is that Fox News is like the most expensive channel that you pay for if you have cable. And whether you are a fan of Fox News or not, you paying
it.
For it. If you have cable, you are paying $20 a month for Fox News to be on the air.
Wow.
And just as very much how the FCC regulates the public airwaves and radio stations, very strict communication guidelines and the things that you, if this is what you say you're going to be, you actually have to be it.
Right.
Cable companies are under some of the same scrutiny as well, and have to, like, they can't have ESPN saying that they're a comedy channel. You know, they can't be deceiving subscribers to it. And the more that Fox News turns into this like entertainment thing, the less they are a news channel, and the cable companies can eventually be like, look, you're pretending to be something that you're not. And because of that, you're violating our terms, which puts us under, you know, government liability from the FCC. So we have to kick you off of here, or you got to change your ways.
But can't they just keep a couple of reporters around and. That's news. They report on that.
It would require more or less getting rid of a lot of opinion that's on there. One thing that's not known much about the FCC, but it is still very much in the books, but it is kind of one of those laws like it's kind of archaic. Maybe no one really enforces it anymore, kind of like where you can't like put your horse to park it, you know, like one of those laws. But the FCC requires, if you say an opinion on a radio station, you have to have somebody come on the radio station and say the exact opposite of that opinion. As far as the FCC is concerned, there's two opinions on every issue.
You have to allow it.
I'm non-binary.
You have to allow it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it used to be enforced that you have to have somebody.
You had to provide it.
And most radio stations, they didn't. They didn't provide that. They were just like, it's easier to just not say anything than it is to like somehow wedge together two opinions on the same show.
Let's try
this
out. I like the troops. Now I got to find a guy who's willing to come onto the airwaves and say, I hate the troops.
But that's not really a political issue. right?
Always has to be political. Because you political, just said a political opinion.
I'm sorry. Well, so yes, a political opinion. Okay. Like if you were to say on the radio, like I'm pro-life, well, then you have to, you would, and again, it's not enforced. It's still on the books technically, but then you'd have to have somebody come on and say, well, I'm pro-choice.
Right.
You know?
Can I just tag it with like President Biden? I want my troops to stay alive. Is that good?
Now it's political.
And then now
it's 2021. Why not?
2021. Yeah. We got to find some guy who says, you know what, Mr. Biden. Yeah, I'm not going
to
say.
That's what we have a military for, right? Not to keep them all alive. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Okay. Well, yeah. There you are. FCC.
There you are. We provided it.
Yeah.
I moved in to a new place recently. Jay actually helped me move.
Yep. I was conveniently out of town that day.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Whatever.
Yeah. I told them about it, and they're like, oh, we're going to see some babies, not even real.
I've never made this person up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how desperate I was not to move, is I was going to go hold some rando's baby.
Yeah. Is a baby a person?
Ooh.
Depends if you're a Republican or Democrat.
When do they get rights? At like 14?
Up until they leave. Once they're born, no rights.
They breach.
But like a baby, is a baby a person? Because a person, is. Does that not have to have like personality? Baby ain't got no personality, right?
Like if a baby says a racial stereotype, can they be canceled?
Can you cancel babies? I don't know. All right. I'm going to get off this.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be funnier than it was.
But yeah, you moved.
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
I moved. And, you know, just being on your own is a weird time, especially for like a deeply just dark person that I am, you know. Most of the time I'm just sitting there like, you know, all the lights turned off. It's ice cold.
Ice cold.
Yeah. I keep it that way.
I want to start bringing a blanket anytime I come to visit you.
Yeah. Like a little potbelly stove. Bring that. Yeah. Burn some wood in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
some heat packs.
Yeah. It's cool, man. I've always lived in like rooms, right? Always been just like a roommate, you know? So my room, like, I was like, oh my, it was always jam packed. I mean, little room for moving because I usually had the little studio set up or whatever on a big table and then the bed. And, you know, I'm not getting like these massive rooms, right? So, move into a house that's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, big kitchen, big living room. You know, and I have nothing. Like, I'm just walking around. The whole place is empty. It's always
so
echoing.
Echoing so bad.
I take one step and it's...
Just say I'm a minimalist.
Yeah. I mean, or I'm broke. It's like, you know, whichever one. But it's interesting, you know, just sitting there, not knowing what to do with myself.
Mm.
Like, before, you know, I don't know what room to be in. I'm in a room and I'm like, this is weird. I shouldn't be in this room. Mm. Like, I move over to the next room.
Sit in the bathtub for a little while.
Yeah, yeah. It's at that point. I haven't yet. So I might as well sit in the bathtub for a while.
Yeah.
It's a big enough. I'm going to take a bath. You know what? Side note, Patrick hates baths. Shower, then a bath. How about that?
No, bath and then shower. Or wait, shower. You let the shower run for like 10, 15 minutes after you've sprayed Lysol and bleach and maybe a couple other things that you're not supposed to combine because they're that noxious. Spray that in there, let it run, then take the bath, then take a shower afterwards.
I'm thinking shower, bath, shower.
Yeah.
Because the bath is not for bathing. That's not what the bath is for. The bath is for relaxing. Jay, do you take a bath ever?
Not to bathe, no.
Not to bathe, to relax, right?
Yeah.
Dip in.
When after
some
often,
scented oils, some rose petals. No, go ahead.
Sorry. No. Often after jujitsu, the wife will give me like a what's that salt stuff?
Yeah.
Epsom salt bath, which is really nice, and which does come after her bath, which often has some, you know, eucalyptus or some crap in it.
Yeah, but you sit down and you got like a beer.
Yeah.
Dude, it's nice. Oh, yeah. It really is.
Oh, yeah. I know. And I used to do it. And I think what ruined it was a roommate that I had before. He was a great roommate, very clean. You know, he stayed in his room most of the time. He pitched in on any recreational activities going on. He was a great roommate, except he would like hawk and spit and snort and snot rocket inside the shower. You'd hear him when he's taking a shower, and he always worked graveyard or swing shifts and stuff. So I was home. And it was just every time I could hear it, it was so cringy.
Really?
It was one thing I could never broach with him. No.
What you hawking up?
Well, he didn't smoke cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, did he work a job that would in a factory? Was he a coal miner? I mean,
black lung.
Yeah.
Hawking up escargot. All over the place.
He just thought of nowhere better, I guess, to do that. Yeah. He was very cleanly, hygienically, very fit, much about it. And maybe he just thought, get rid of
all the dirt in my shower. Shower makes my nose run, but I just by the end of the shower, I just hop out and blow my nose. Blow my nose after every shower. Do you, is the hot on your face makes your nose,
sure.
But I couldn't imagine doing that in the shower. I in my mind, you're spraying it all over yourself.
Yeah. And then you're wiping yourself down with it.
Yeah. I have no control. I have no aim with a snot rocket. Yeah. You'll get yourself.
I remember there was a chick when I first moved down here that I was really interested in. She was super cool. We talked all the time and never went on a date or anything, but we were hanging out one time and she snot rocketed it. And it was just my all of my interest gone. Absolutely gone. Turned mid sentence and just turned a blow. Just like a gunshot.
When a sneeze, it was.
No, it was hold one nose, blow forcefully out the other. And then like a warhead coming out,
and then a slight rub and off on her pants.
Yeah, and then go back.
That's disgusting, bro.
Yes,
I went to school with a girl named Olena, and she was beautiful, and I was very interested in her. She was very interested in me, and it was eighth grade, And one day we would always talk and blah blah blah, and free time in class talking and this and that. And she comes over to my desk one time, and I'm writing something, I'm working on homework or something, and she's talking to me, leaning over on the desk, and I look up, and she's got just the biggest, clump hanging out of her nose. Mm. Just hanging, monkeys in a barrel. It was swinging, dude. Oh, it was like a person on a
that
rope.
Would ruin it forever.
Dude, that was it. And poor girl. And she was gorgeous. And, a few years later, I was able to get over it. But
no stuff, I'm just... I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not down with it.
That reminds me of...
So no baths.
No,
no baths for you.
Yeah, I was terrified I was going to slip on it one day.
Yeah.
Crack my head on the shower wall.
Step on an oyster.
That reminds me of a story from the fourth grade. Breanne Roby was her name. She was fourth grade crush, right? So just elementary crush. But we were best buds. Well, I always had the... fun idea of flicking with the pencil, using the pencil and flicking a piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
catapulting
it. Yeah. So I do that once in a while. One time I was not aiming towards her. She just happened to be walking down the aisle and I just bam, right in the eyeball. It misfired, hit her right dead in the eye. I felt real bad. I got in a bunch of trouble actually for that.
And you were forever unattracted to her?
No. No, no, no.
She snotted on you?
Yeah, no. the name of the one you gave.
Oh, okay. Made you think of
made
that.
Made me think of that name, and it was old, old story about, and it reminds me of somebody, I looked up names that you've looked up in the past, from your past, that you've never found.
Like a Facebook or whatever?
Yeah, people you've never found.
Yeah?
Yeah, that would be one of them.
You can't find her.
Yeah, no, there's no... I mean, of course people get married
Have you, put obituary next to her name when you Google her?
Good point.
Yeah, I found a few people, old friends that way.
And that's how I usually... Whenever I talk to old friends, I'm like, who's gay, who's fat, who's dead? Mm. Those are the three,
Yeah. Who's fat?
I'm friends with just about everybody from my past that isn't dead, you know what I mean?
Right.
For the most part. Just about.
Yeah, a couple of the dead ones, too.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's still on Facebook.
I thought that would get a bigger laugh, so I'll cut that out. Don't worry.
No, it was
funny. Keep it. It's funny.
It's regrettable.
Patronize me.
I chuckled on the inside.
I'll regret it later.
I don't have to LOL everything. Over right. But so yeah, you moved.
You moved into a new place.
And just to let folks know, you were living out in the country with me.
Yeah.
And now you live in the city, and like instantly you're like hard edges. I mean, you just like turn into a diamond in your neighborhood. Well, no.
Slicing.
Because like a diamond is looked at. Like, you know, maybe I'm a piece of flint or something.
Yeah, or like steel before they came out with the stainless variety.
Right.
Jagged edge.
I'm like a rusty knife.
That's right, a rusty knife that nobody
wants to touch or mess with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that purposefully. The first day I moved in, Jay is over here interacting with my neighbor. I'm like, don't interact with them.
I'll never
talk
to them.
I want them coming over here. Yeah. I don't need them talking to me at the end of their driveway every time, you know? I just like to keep... I was outside smoking a cigarette last night, and the neighbor popped up. I didn't even look at her. I did not even turn her direction, and not a head nod, not nothing. And
it's a hot one out there today.
None of that. And I could feel her looking at me, looking for some kind of like, you know, hello, and no.
She wanted validation, man.
I guess so, man. I just
people like to know that that they exist. They're not just like a ghost.
Exactly. Right.
Am I dead? Well,
I am. I am a ghost. Treat me the same as you would. Yes, I'm basically Bruce Willis. Woo! Yeah. You know, it's scary. be scared of
all interactions. Just coincidence.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is going to sound bad. I'll let you guys decide. But I'm like one of the few white people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not very well liked. I don't know if that's because of my hard edges, but, you know, if somebody smiles at me, I'll smile at them.
The negative influence you're bringing to the neighborhood.
I was going
to
say, you can't put up a wall and then expect others not to, you know, be...
But then the people that haven't even run into my wall yet, they're looking at me like I want a wall. I did not vote for the wall.
Yeah.
I promise you. I did not. I'm one of the good ones.
I love you.
I promise. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, I just there's this old man.
I'm one of the good ones.
There's this old man with a cane who just sits on various ledges in the neighborhood, and he looks at me with such contempt.
He hasn't sat on your ledge yet?
He is not. No.
Okay. Well, that's what Tyler hasn't invited him.
I was going to say. That's why he has contempt for you.
I don't have a ledge for him to sit on.
Yeah.
If I did, I wouldn't want him sitting on it.
True.
I thought you had a wraparound porch. What are you talking about?
Like? He kind of looks like the guy. He would like sit on a ledge and knock it off.
Yeah.
Right.
I've seen him on the same ledge for hours, and then I go outside a couple hours later. He's on a different ledge across the street,
like a gargoyle.
And he's just like looking. Yeah, he's not like perched on TikTok or nothing.
No. He's old man. He's got a cane, and he just sits there.
What he likes to do. Leave what a the old
life.
Man alone.
What a life. I don't know. I guess he knows everybody. So everybody's like, oh, hey, Joe. And he's like, ugh.
You know? I did not picture the name being Joe. That's for sure.
Put an S between the O and the E.
Josie?
Jose.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Another unfunny one. Cut that out.
I couldn't catch my breath far enough from the first laugh.
I thought it was good.
It
came
stuff.
Up to me in like no time. Smack. Joe, I didn't know imagine his name was Joe.
Yes, as long as everyone knows Tyler said that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Matt Patrick. Yeah. There's always a doubt.
Yeah.
There can always be a doubt. Yeah. With different people. Patrick said that.
Yeah. It goes both ways.
And then the person who finds it funny, I said that.
Yeah, right.
No, I'd be like, I the one who said that, actually.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, so back at the place, you know, I definitely got some hard edges again. I like it. That's the way I like it. I don't want to interact with anybody. I'm not looking for somebody to come over and bring me dinner, but I'm also, you know, not. I don't want it looked like I'm, you know, just.
Yeah, you don't want to be like the neighborhood's stick in the mud.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
I want to be the mud. I just let me be the mud, and I don't want to be the stick in the mud.
Yeah,
yeah. So, but back to I don't care about anybody in the neighborhood or anything that's going on in it. What I care about is what's going on in the house.
Okay,
which is nothing. You know, I'm not doing anything. It's very, I don't know where.
Is it lonely,
dude? I'm off.
Is it lonely?
You got like a puzzle going or something, or
no puzzle. Definitely lonely.
It's clean.
Yeah. It's very clean.
Yeah, you seem to do a lot of cleaning.
Yeah, that's the most I can do.
Do you dust?
I don't dust.
I noticed when I lived alone, I didn't dust.
Right.
And when I started dating, or the first girl that I started dating come over, she was like, I mean,
that's
like,
disgusting.
It's dusty. I'm like, I'm never here.
Yeah.
You know,
I still want dust. Yeah. I can't keep up with it.
Yeah. I have children for that now.
Yeah. I don't want my dad coming over. He finds one piece of dust on the door frame and he's going to turn the whole place over again.
Try again.
Yeah.
Speaking of children, big shout out. Alexander Lindley, 17 years old today while we're cutting the podcast. So
yes.
I just want to give him a shout out.
Did you say on the birthday club?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. This one will memorialize it forever, though.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
But yeah, the one thing I've been that I'm like a little disappointed by is that I've seen your fridge since you have your own place, and you never bought that many fucking groceries the whole time.
Why would I?
You live with us.
Why would I?
It's been a nice thing, and we pretty much gave you the room for free, okay?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
$300?
$300 a month. Yeah,
for
all utilities included. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
How much you paying now though?
$550.
$550.
So plus I paid $200. Yeah, my utilities are not even like $70. So, you know, I get about the size of the house for $200 more.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I'm happy. I felt it was a good deal, but you definitely did not give me that room for free. Don't even bring that like that.
I love the brotherly fights that happen. That aren't fights. Don't get me wrong, but they're a little because I feel them between me and my brother.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely have those little, you know. Level of and it's not even real fights. It's just the arguments that are probably thought up in your brain as, oh, I could use this if something ever come up.
Yeah.
But it's not a real thing. It never came up to you as something you were ever tiffed about. But if I needed to, I'd have this as ammo.
Right.
I've done that with my little brother all the time. Yeah. But that's kind of the way it seems like with you guys.
Yeah, it's lighthearted. It's fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you can't take a little flack from your older brother,
this
is who true. Can you take
you have. You have to take a little flack from your older brother.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Not to mention the fridge looks so stocked because there's condiments.
Yeah.
That's all it was. I had to accrue condiments again. You know, I know I had bought a mayonnaise here and there I think I got a soy sauce, I got Parmesan, I got garlic, minced garlic in the thing.
Yeah.
I got all that. I needed to re-get all that stuff. Mm. Condiments will make a fridge look
true
a lot more filled than it actually is, because if you look in there right now, there's a carcass of a rotisserie chicken, there's four root beers left, and all the condiments you could ever need in the world, and some cheese.
Sounds like you got a meal, bro.
Oh yeah. easy ketchup, mayonnaise, mustard,
carcass.
Cheese, sprinkle the cheese on top.
Yeah,
done.
Yeah,
short microwave time.
I love that you have this gigantic pork shoulder in there and you have no way of cooking it.
Well, that was the result of the last podcast that we tried to do. We got
it
a little,
didn't happen.
It didn't happen. We had some extracurricular activities and it was a little too much, I'd say. We ended up somehow making our way to the grocery store and I saw a big hunk of meat for $5. Of course I'm going to get it.
Yeah. It'd be stupid not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's I bought it with no idea on how to prepare it.
Don't shop when you're hungry. Definitely don't shop when you're drunk.
Yeah,
okay?
No. So I was like, $5? Are you kidding me? This could feed an army. Mm. You know, I'm getting this. Bring it home, and at one night, I'm like, all right, let's cook this thing up. What, a little pan fry? Probably take about 36 hours.
Yeah.
You know? Like, 6 hours in a crock pot at high heat, you know? Yeah. Boiling, you know? So
not for dinner tonight, then.
It's not ever. Either I throw it out or bring it to y'all's place and use your instruments to cook it, because and every single day, I'm like, I don't have this. I need to go and get this. I don't have a strainer. That was the big thing. Mm. I had to strain macaroni and cheese like a freaking animal. What am I?
How'd you end up doing?
We're human beings here.
The fork and the
paper
towel.
Yeah, the fork and the massive pot that I cooked it in with one handle missing.
Losing
thank you,
noodles.
Patrick, by the way.
Oh,
I love them. Yeah, I'm stoked. I got a pot, all right? It's one handle, but that's
one
all good.
Like going to kill you one day.
Yeah, exactly.
Give you third-degree burns over after you. Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah. But if I had a strainer, all good. Instead, I'm now like, I need three arms to make macaroni and cheese. So I used that. And of course, I lost like half of it.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm bachelor, so I scooped it out. I scooped it out and put it back in.
Yeah. No, that's smart.
That's what you do. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I dropped my, I have my butter
and I don't have a dish for it, of course, so it's slippery. I dropped it face down onto the ground, and I just picked it up and just scraped that part off.
Scraped the layer off?
Yeah. More than I would have done. Yeah. I like inspected it, take the hairs off, you know. You know, crumbs.
So, yeah, like, I'm definitely leaning into it a little bit, the bachelor style, where I can just, you know, I mean, I was a pig at your house, but I can, I don't know, something about there, I feel like I could be more of a pig.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You know?
Yeah, I can see that.
You can just sit there, shirtless.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I feel like you probably feel like you could even be more of a pig if it was just your brother's house versus he and his wife's house. You said, does that make
probably.
Sense?
Probably.
Because there's even another person to factor in on their, right, and right. Their what they want.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would like a project to see. I know you would do well, but I'd be interested to see you live alone without Caitlin. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, kind of how it would be. I feel like very much like me. I feel like my tendencies would spill over a little bit.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah, they would. Because all the stuff is like, it's kind of Caitlin, you know, all the stuff.
Yeah, but I've adopted it now.
Yeah, exactly. I guess. Oh, but how quickly would you abandon it?
Like the material goods and such?
I guess so, yeah. Mm. You know, I don't know. I'd be interested to see. I'd be interested to see our sister live on our own and, you know, just experiment, you know, see how it goes.
Yeah.
So just to compare to see how I'm doing, because I'm not doing good. mentally.
I'm feeling unfamily.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I was talking to you about that post I saw on Reddit that was like, you know, living alone, be careful because it is something you become addicted to. And then you eventually find yourself like struggling to or doing everything you can to avoid social interactions. And as it kind of turns out, we're kind of social creatures that evolved to interact with other beings of our species, you know? And yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. And it somehow benefits our psychological well-being. So you take that away. It's addicting because when you're on your own, you don't have to deal with anyone's BS. You got, you know, whatever you want to do, you can do it right there. But it's also like any addiction, you know, too much of a good thing is bad.
Definitely. But loneliness breeds loneliness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why we've told you. I mean, anytime you're feeling, you should come over.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right.
No biggie.
But then I'm like, I gotta go somewhere.
Yeah.
And you gotta ask if they're home.
Yeah.
And,
come
know.
Here. No, I'm kidding.
Exactly.
Yeah. Come here and do nothing. I felt like such a bad host last night. I had Patrick over, and I'm like, oh, you watch a YouTube video. You know.
No, it's just nice to have a place close by for me too. It's almost like I was telling you, it's like a satellite station. It's a satellite home for me.
Right.
Almost a second home, you could say. Yeah.
A place you can go and get just blind wasted and fall asleep on the couch.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. And because most of my other friends have kids, and it's just not very fun hanging out at their house, you know? You'd be stepping on Legos the whole time and always screaming, and it smells, you know, when you have kids, like young kids, it's just everything's sticky.
One kid is like four dogs.
That's true. Right. You got to keep up with them.
And then, I mean, I have like, there's Kenny, but he lives like 15 minutes away, and you know, you go have free drinks over there. It's kind of hard to, you know, I don't want to be stuck there.
Right, is what
I'm saying.
Right.
And at least if I'm gonna be stuck at your place, you're
to work.
Yeah, walk to work. You're a couple of minutes from the house. Yeah, so it's no biggie. I can still like get up with a hangover, go take a shower, change clothes, still be at work. Nobody ever know.
That's right.
Whereas, like, crash at Kenny's, and I, like, got to be at work at 4 o'clock the next morning, I'm calling it.
Yeah.
Play yesterday's news.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Easy enough.
Just do it.
Yeah. It's interesting. It's the first time for me being on my own. First time for a Massey, I think.
Yeah, I think
so. To be on their own.
Yep.
And it's, you know, it's not. It's all made up to be. I've been told my whole life that it's you need to get out on your own.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
My brother's lived on his own pretty much ever since my parents moved out of the house to get away from him. And ever since then, I mean, he's pretty much lived on his own.
Mm.
I don't know that he's he's had a couple of roommate situations, other guys, you know what I mean? But he's always, I guess I've always counted him living on his own.
Yeah. But. I mean, you ask your girlfriend like before you date her, you ask her for like financial records and do a credit background on her. Probably not moving in with you.
That's true. Good point. That is my brother.
But that's all right. Nothing. I mean, hey, that's
it's important.
You know, and to me, I don't know. I liked having you there. I wish the house was bigger. We do. It's a little smaller house, you know, so that makes it a little more difficult. Especially if you have a place with your own bathroom, that'd be even handier as you did at our sister's place.
But as I was telling you, could you imagine? You've watched Signs, right? Mel Gibson. And his farm gets attacked by aliens that are like allergic to water. It's stupid
right,
movie.
It's a bit horrible.
Any case, I imagine that movie without the brother being there, to help. You know, like if aliens attack, and even if Tyler, even if you're like a few minutes down the road, you might as well be in another country.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. Because they sent the EMP down, right?
Yeah.
And it just disabled all vehicles and
now you got
electronics. Yeah, I got to huff it over.
You get blasted
place.
By a death ray on your way.
Yeah,
over
exactly.
There,
so. Nobody wants that.
But especially with COVID, you know, it was nice to know that like I had somebody because I lost my job as soon as the COVID-19 thing happened, right. And it was nice to have somebody else that could financially support or contribute to the household, buy groceries, cook, do the things, be an extra trigger finger if it came down to it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all advantages and really no disadvantages except for just maybe a couple space issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If they have bad habits, you know, farting in public.
Sure.
Hocking loogies.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah. I do both at the same time in the shower.
Yeah. Yeah. Just bring it back. And one of the things is like, if you're doing that in the shower, what else are you doing? Are you pissing in there?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe pooping?
Yeah. Are you pooping pee on your own toes and you get rid of your athlete's foot.
Yeah, you poop in there. Yikes. And then you can play the stomp the game. Make some wine. Get it down the drain. Yeah. Snip. I'm gonna cut that out. Nobody likes fecal talk.
No, it's dirty.
Yeah, it's dirty.
Crappy talk.
It's dirty.
But you are kind of in the hood now.
Yeah, I am.
You know, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm basically Snoop Dogg.
And I've tried to let you borrow a gun. You don't want it.
No, I got a gun there.
You don't want it.
Yeah,
I guess you do. I got a really big BB gun.
It's
22.
Shouldn't be saying that you don't have a gun.
That's an
invitation to break inside and rape me.
Yeah,
he's got a 45.
I think about that, man. My door opens right out onto the street. It's like I live in a motel. So, you know, there's no. You
and
know.
It's got two doors that both open, like one just opens onto a street that's busier than the other.
Exactly. You
know? And the other day, big backyard, put a door back there.
Yeah, I know it. And the other day, I'm outside smoking, and this guy is walking down the street with a drill. The bit on it is like an inch thick. It's like freaking a foot long it was like a mini auger.
I've been ice fishing.
Yeah. He's got that resting on his shoulder. He's got big boots that are untied, and their shoelaces are clinking around. And he just looked insane. Like insane hair. White guy, too. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a serial killer. Then.
He could just drill into my door. Like, he could just.
He's the midnight driller.
Yeah.
That's so unsafe. He could trip on his shoelaces and impale himself.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody should tell him. Did you tell him?
Sir, your shoes are untied. I did not. I'm concerned for your safety. Do you have goggles to operate that auger? Yeah.
You got another guy a couple doors down just like yelling random things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care. I'm just all this stuff and walking away, and I he's talking to nobody.
He don't care.
That's always sometimes the most important person to talk to.
Maybe
yourself.
Maybe he's just confronting himself.
Yeah.
It's good for him. Good for him.
Got some demons he had to confront.
Yeah.
The other night I was there, I could hear like police sirens.
Yes.
Like, man, you live in like the Bronx or something now.
Yeah. I live on Rosecrans in Compton. That's where I'm at. So, I mean, it's, of course, still a small town, but I live in the most ghetto part of it, I think. And
it's like the South Central Chicago into Queens.
Yeah.
You know.
It was South Central Chicago, whatever it is, like 1/5 scale.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
there you go.
Maybe a little less.
One of the blocks.
1/16.
Yeah. It's just like hardworking immigrants.
Right.
Never going to mess with you. Yeah. Right.
Actually, probably safer than most of the streets we've grown up
on. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I don't feel not safe for sure.
Right on.
About living down there on 4th, and Jansen.
4th and Jansen. That sounds bad.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I live on 4th and Jansen. Ooh.
Right.
It's always worse, though, the higher the number is, like 532nd Street.
Yeah.
Is where I live.
Yeah,
that's true. Okay. That's not the good part.
The higher numbers you go.
500 block.
I don't go past 111.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
it. Yeah. No, it was
living on a prayer.
Keep on thinking. You're good. You just.
I know you've really been thinking a lot about Bon Jovi since his birthday.
Cut all that out. Shout out to the wifey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, there was something I had that was good. And I was just,
dang it.
That's an easy one. Oh, who's going to be great, guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. Cut right in, guys.
Almost too good. You would have taken away our light here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't want to step on any toes.
Steal our thunder.
Yeah.
Surely something about living on your own.
It was something about living on my own, or maybe it was living with you. It was both the same.
Living on the edge.
Something about the difference there or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just... You know, I'm free to do anything I want. Not that I wasn't free there. Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
Yeah, got it back. And? Yeah. If I lived with just roommates, just people I wasn't related to,
yeah,
that would have been a way different
situation. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bring girls over. I don't care. Yeah, you're kind of like my dad a little bit. I got to ask.
And then your stepmom's there, too.
Yes, so. My stepmom, you know, and I got to ask, like, do you mind if I bring a fine, educated young woman to the house?
The hot stepmom.
Yeah.
My only thing, though, was, like, we tried very hard not to make you feel awkward by being too loud. And my only hope was that by doing that, and this is not something we ever explicitly discuss, but just to set the standard, and then you would follow it afterwards, you know? Like, I didn't want to hear anyone screaming your name back there, okay? Right.
Tyler, no. Yes. I'm the midnight driller. I was the driller the whole time.
Did M. Night Shyamalan direct this?
Yes, exactly. No, so yeah, I feel like I can.
Didn't want to feel jealous, okay?
So that was nice.
Yeah.
You know, or that is nice. Not that I have anybody to bring over.
I guess there were expectations, right? Which you wouldn't get out of a roommate. Just like, don't steal from me.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's my room. Stay out of it.
You can't expect that from a roommate these days. Holy crap.
Yeah. Don't steal out of my room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He had to get down. He had to whip me on that thing. I was stealing change.
Were you?
No.
Bottles of cologne?
Yeah, bottle of cologne.
And the only thing, I stole change from my stepdad, so it's only fair someone steals
that top drawer.
Like a jar.
I had a drawer.
Yeah,
a jar.
Yeah, and then it was like one time he put a note in there like, stop taking my change. And I was like, oh, crap.
Well, I mean, in Canada, things that change be different.
Yeah, change be different.
Change be different, as they say.
And you got loonies and toonies and stuff.
Yeah. It's like basically a change. It's a jar full of ones and twos, if there were twos.
Ones and twos.
Ones and twos.
Yeah.
So I just got to find a woman to take over. And then that dude who lives next to me, my room is adjacent with his, and sometimes I hear like, oh, like I'll hear gosh. Like bad. He's like got to be 60 or something, or he's either 60 or a bad 40.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And
very possible.
Yeah, and he's just like, oh, he's always doing these like it almost sounds like
throat clearing.
Yeah, throat clearing is what it is.
Yeah, he's about to say something really. Prophetic or something. He's just gotta,
Although his was right after he chugged a gallon of milk.
Just curdling in his throat.
Yeah. He's making cheese.
Yikes.
He's churning butter in his
mouth. That was one of my questions on my list here for you was any weird noises from the, because it's a duplex.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Very and weird noises.
Yeah.
Very weird noises.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't care because at 4:30 it's I've just been letting it go off. I don't even care. And I get up.
Loud noises.
Yeah. And I shower loudly, and I'm like, I'm still bad in a shower because it's a tight space, so it's always like, because I go to turn,
and it's in the morning and dark, everything's like 10 times louder.
Exactly. Yeah. Get my coffee going, I'm sure that's like throughout the whole house, you know, and then what else do I do? Oh, this morning I sat in my old computer chair to sit down and work the controls. Yeah, and it immediately was, and you know,
middle song out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And then step out.
Isolated that for some music.
Yeah. So I'm sure they're hearing weirder noises from me, especially since I watch random crap on YouTube sometimes. Mm. It'll just be like a kid screaming, like on you know, watching a stream of a video game or something. And it's just some kid you've seen. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know,
try hard.
Yeah,
try hard.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Boomed. The other day it was. I think I work next to an overnight nurse, so I definitely was messing up her her sleep, I'm sure, but I didn't care. I was working on
some botched surgeries.
Yeah. Just death's on my hands now just because I want to make a beat. Yeah. And of course, the beat is like, you know, It's the same beats that open up this thing. It's hard drums, yeah. You know, and
you're like half deaf too from like wearing yes. headphones all the time, yes, and all the concerts and stuff. Yeah, so right. like the TV at your house,
yeah,
it's like being at grandpa's house. Yeah. It's so loud.
What's that? I can't hear.
Could you turn Rachel Maddow down just a little bit, please?